Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's September 29, 2007, and here's Jesus. This verse segment was originally released February 20, 2003.
Nazarene, going along with our first question of the week, many years ago, a widow and a widower married in Demetrius' hometown who had several children apiece. These children were raised as brothers and sisters, but when they got older, two of the peers fell in love with each other and got married. Many in the community thought this was wrong because they had been raised as brothers and sisters. What is your opinion on this matter?
I can understand people's objections, Alora. I can see where the problem is coming from. These young people were raised as brothers and sisters, and then the idea of people seeing them being intimate with each other upsets them. This is understandable. It is, you know, something that you can easily see why the people are upset, but the people should also understand that they are not genetic brothers and sisters, and these things sometimes happen. As with our first message, that poor child, her brother should not have done what he did. That was an abomination. But in this particular case, I can understand, and people should understand, that they are not truly blood relations, and love happens. Love is an incredible thing. It is no judge of age or anything, or culture or color or whatever. When love wants to happen, it happens, and when it does, people should understand. I don't know how these young people ended up in life, but I imagine they did quite well. And sometimes we have to simply understand things and accept them. They might not be to our liking, but we have to say that this is okay because these people are not blood relations.
Yeah, I can certainly see where people might object, Nazarene, but I hope they did well too.
I imagine they did very well, Alora. I have found over the years that anyone that Demetrius has ever been associated with tends to be a little bit smarter than the average.
We'll be back after the break.
God here. In the recent battle when the homosexuals tried to destroy my son's power, Lord Zeus and his people came to his aid and helped win the battle. I asked the Children of Spirit to add his story to their history. Here is the address.
voicesfromspirit.com/light/zeus/cover.htm.
I recommend you read it. This is Speaker Gerald Polly. There's going to be a few days that Jesus won't be able to get back to us now that God has left. So we're going to put the commercials that we prepared for my presidential campaign here to fill in. We hope you will enjoy them. Produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. Speaker Gerald Polly here. Do you really want peace in the Middle East? The Kingdom of God has a true peace plan. A separate homeland for the Palestinians outside of Israel on land purchased from the Egyptians in the Sinai. It's the only peace plan that will really work. The only peace plan that has a chance. And if I am elected president, I will work for that peace plan. I will work for the Kingdom of God's proposal to make peace in the Middle East. And I hope you will support me in this and vote for me in the primaries. Paid for by the Polly for President Committee of Rhode Island. Vote Republican. We certainly hope you will join us in this effort that God has begun. We are trying to reach out to people around the nation, and we need all the support we can get. As we begin this campaign, God has come up with the wondrous idea of making it a campaign of good deeds. He just doesn't want me to play commercials and go from place to place and speak. He wants me to, as I go, do good deeds and help people. And I think this is a wondrous idea. I think it is a wonderful idea. And I hope we can build our campaign on this principle. We have many ideas, but we could use some help.